Hey, you there. Come on, take a break with us. So, what's in store for this break? Let's find out together here on Inch Your Break.
Welcome to Inch Your Break. Hi, I'm Jonathan Mertz. And coming up in just a few moments, we're going to continue our interview with Chef Maria Liberati with part three. Again, the bonus episode's there for you if you just want to listen to the interview nonstop. We give you choices. I've said that before and over and over again. Remember to like and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, iHeartRadio. Also, we've made this podcast available on our YouTube page. So if you want to go on there and leave a comment, feel free to do so as well.
It's Your Break. We'll return right after this.
Hey, it's Bubba. And I'm here with Mertz. Thank you for letting me take over for a second.
Not a problem, Bubba.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, Mertz, me and you have been sitting here for a minute, and our Itch Your Break family has been growing. I said it once before, and thank you very much for doing this whole project and getting it starting running, and I'm kind of making it look good.
Yeah, whatever.
McGripe, how did you get in here?
Yeah, I was sitting right across from you the entire time. We all have microphones.
He's got a point.
Yeah, I do. That's why I do my McGripe's Gripe of the Moment. I sure want to Itch Your Break podcast. It's a lot better than Bubba's.
I don't know about that.
Oh, hold on. If we're going to get into who has the best podcast, it's obviously me.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever, Mertz.
What do you mean, whatever? Without me, you two would not exist.
You do have a point.
Yeah, I think so. You got us this time.
Anyways, check us out online at itchyourbreak.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Itch Your Break, and also subscribe to our podcast. Just search Itch Your Break inside of iTunes, and you'll see all of our podcasts, whether it's Bubba's, McGripe's, or just the normal Itch Your Break. And now, back to Itch Your Break. Welcome back. Hi, I'm Jonathan Mertz, and I'm not going to hold you up any longer, but here comes part three. So if you were going to recommend an Italian dish for someone to try that's new to cooking or even new to creating Italian dishes, because, you know, everybody does the typical, you know, boil your pasta, pour the red sauce over it. And so to me, that's not truly cooking Italian food. If you were going to actually truly make a traditional Italian dish, what would you recommend?
Well, if you want something different, you know, to make and something, but yet, as you said, somebody's starting to cook and they want something authentic Italian. One of my favorite dishes to make is risotto because it's just so versatile, and it's a great dish, but you can also add so many different types of ingredients into it, and it's good for you, it's healthy for you. And, you know, you can do it with, like, I know I have a recipe. In fact, we just did something for Valentine's Day. You can actually saute strawberries and make this red risotto. Or you can just do risotto with peas, which is so good, and just a little bit of Parmesan Reggiano cheese on the top. There are so many different dishes to do. So, different ways to do risotto, but if I was going to recommend for somebody to cook something authentic and they don't want to do like a pasta, you know, some type of a pasta dish, then I would definitely say to try a risotto dish. Risotto is really good.
You mentioned something that I've never thought about that. Sauteing strawberries. So
yes,
when you do that, how do you prepare your strawberries to saute?
Well, you just slice them thinly. You know, of course, you cut off the hull and you slice them thinly. And then what you do is, so I'll give you the recipe. So what you're going to do is, when you do a risotto, it's always, you know, you add a spoonful of oil to the pan, and then, what you have to do is in another pan, you have to boil a broth because that's the broth you're going to use for the risotto. So it has to be hot. So it gives that the risotto its characteristic creamy texture.
Gotcha.
Because the rice that you're going to use has to be Arborio, it's called, or Carnaroli rice. These are the rices that are going to get creamy. And you have to cook it with something with this hot, liquid. So it's either going to be chicken broth or vegetable broth, and that's up to you, whichever one you want. You have to have that boiling on the stove in another pot, okay? Your saute pan, you're going to saute, as I said, about a spoonful of olive oil. If you want to add, usually there's some kind of an onion type of something added, but since it's strawberries, I would recommend just getting a couple of leeks because they have a gentler, it's sort of like an onion taste, but gentler. So you're going to chop those finely and you're going to saute that in the olive oil just until they're maybe like a little golden. And then you're going to put in, if it's for two people, I would say a cup of the rice, and you're going to toast that, let that toast. And if you like wine in your cooking, of course, when you cook with wine, it takes out the alcohol and just leaves in the flavor. But I love risotto when you cook that with like a champagne or a Prosecco or a dry white wine. It's just so good. So then what you're going to do is you're going to pour in about a half of a cup of the either Prosecco or champagne. It should be dry, or a white wine. And you're going to let the rice absorb that. That's the first liquid you want to put in there, because then what happens is, as I said, the alcohol burns off. And then you're going to add in, you're going to add in your strawberries and about 3/4 cup of the cup of the boiling broth. And you have to stir it until all the liquid is absorbed, until you add the next 3/4 cup of liquid. And you have the strawberries there. Of course, the strawberries, because you're cooking this risotto probably for about another 10 minutes. So the strawberries are all going to kind of dissipate, and you're going to have this really beautiful, like, red, you know, risotto. And Parmigiano Reggiano cheese is actually a sweeter, it's got a little sweetness to it. So when your dish is done, and you can add the Parmigiano Reggiano cheese on the top, and the combination, because strawberries aren't extremely sweet, so especially this time of the year, generally they're not really, you know, extremely sweet, so you have kind of a balance there. But yeah, that's what you do. You just saute them. One tip I will tell you is, I noticed from a lot of the cooking classes that I do, people tend to think of, you know, when they make risotto, they make it kind of like a rice soup, but the trick is that you have to make the liquid get all absorbed by the rice thoroughly before you add more liquid in there. And the idea is you have to time the risotto according to the package directions of that rice that you bought. When it's done, you know, let's say it's 18 minutes, because it's a typical time frame that you've been cooking this rice, taste it, see if it's al dente, you know, kind of like crunchy. If you like it a little al dente, if you like it mushy, you know, see if it's to your liking. If it's not, then you're going to add a little bit more liquid. If it is, then that's perfect. It's done. Take it off the burner, put it on the plate, and then you're going to put some of that Parmigiano Reggiano cheese on the top, and it'll get all creamy, and you stir it around, and oh my gosh, it's so good.
That's interesting.
So you want to make sure, and you want to make sure when you take it out to put it on the plates, it's just like this creamy kind of a mixture of rice and, you know, the strawberries and the cheese. It shouldn't be liquidy. It should not resemble a soup at all.
So I got a question for you, because my mind was thinking here, and I have certain flavors that I really, really enjoy. And I was wanting to know your opinion on it. Instead of using leeks, what about fresh chives? Do you think that would be a good replacement as well?
Okay. Yes, definitely. Yeah, I think that would be really interesting. Yes. And I always tell people, I think that, you know, recipes should be a personal thing too, because everybody's different, and everybody is made up, you know, everybody's DNA is different. So everybody, for whatever reason, you have different, you know, everybody has their own different tastes and likings. So certainly you don't, I think you're doing a disservice to yourself if you get a recipe and it's like, they put onions. I don't really like onions, but I guess I'll add them because that's what the recipe calls for, whatever. If you like chives, for instance, try the chives, and you're actually making that recipe your own, really. So, and I think that's the fun thing to do. You should always try and make the recipe your own. That's what it's all about. You know, cooking should be fun, and there are some places now that are using cooking classes actually as a form of therapy, and I think it really is. So make it, you know, definitely make it fun. But yeah, chives sound great.
That's interesting. So I just figured I'd ask you that opinion because, I mean, you are one of the professionals out there. So I just figured I'd ask that out. And asking of another professional opinion, do you always recommend pairing wines with Italian food?
Well, if, you know, wine, I mean, the purpose of wine actually was created to pair, well, it was created originally for the military, for Rome. That's how the Romans conquered all of the different places they conquered, because they got the towns drunk, so drunk that they couldn't fight them anymore. So that's why it was originally created, but through the years, the reason for drinking it, yes, is to actually pair it with food, because wine actually, you know, it changes the flavor of the food that you're drinking it with in a good way. It should be in a good way. And yes, definitely to pair, you know, try and pair definitely you want to pair the wines with the food. I think that is really the best way to enjoy a wine, is to pair it with a food, because it does, you know, it does significantly, it should enhance the flavor of whatever the dish is that you're eating, definitely.
And so on the counterpart of this, if somebody doesn't drink or, you know, wine or alcohol, do you have any recommendations for beverages?
Well, if you don't drink wine or alcohol, and hey, that's fine, I would recommend a sparkling Italian water. You know, I don't want to, without mentioning different brands, but there are different sparkling waters. And actually, even if you do drink wine, it's really good to drink some sparkling water with your meal, because it acts as a digestive aid. It helps you to digest, really. So, yes, I would recommend just doing that. If you don't want to drink wine, hey, that's fine. Drink like a sparkling water along with your meal.
Well, that wraps up part 3 here on It's Your Break. Remember to listen to part 4 next.
This episode of It's Your Break was not a paid advertisement. Follow Jonathan Mertz on Twitter at Jonathan Mertz. That's JonathanMertz. Follow It's Your Break on Twitter at It's Your Break. Subscribe to the It's Your Break podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and the iHeartRadio app. This episode of It's Your Break was hosted, announced, engineered, edited, and produced by Jonathan Mertz. And it was recorded and produced at the Spark of Vision Studios. All sound effects and music were purchased through Sound Ideas, Pro Sound Effects, iStock, and Spark of Vision. It's Your Break is owned and distributed by Spark of Vision. Copyright It's Your Break. All rights reserved.